Hello. So we've been working through Ephesians, small section at a time, rejoicing in God's work, looking at how we were selected, predestined, chosen, all things that cause us to wonder how would the God of such a great and marvelous universe, really take time to know each individual. It's phenomenal. Inspiring if you believe it, laughable if you don't believe it. And that is the interesting thing about our journey in Christ, isn't it? We meet people who want to believe, we meet people who do believe, we meet people who have been hurt by religion or hurt by others who claim Christ and who want nothing to do with faith. We meet those that think science has all the answers and that mythology is all that Christianity is and that it is foolish and that it is something that no good, thoughtful, wise person would ever put their faith in. We meet all kinds. When I was teaching in China, I would have students that would ask me about these things, and I would say, well, there is always enough evidence for those who want to believe, and there's always enough evidence for those who don't want to believe, to not believe. It just seems to be the way of the world. Some of us see a vision in Christ. Others see foolishness in Christ. And yet, to me, the evidence is so plain that for Earth to be such a unique climate, for there to be such unique balance, for there to be such precise moments of answered prayer, that I believe there is a force that is listening. I believe there is a force that knows me. I believe there is a force that has a plan. Well, it's interesting in today's reading, beginning in verse 11 of chapter 1, it says, "In him we were also chosen." If we were to go in and take a look at that word chosen, and I've said this before, it's as though God were walking in a stream bed and looking for rocks that he found pleasing, and he looked down and he saw a stone that pleased him, and he picked it up and he put it in his pocket and it became his. We are chosen in that same way. We don't understand it. We don't know why some of us have the gift of revelation that we see Christ and we believe. It goes on to tell us that in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the sign of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Having been predestined according to the plan that God had, he chose our destination. He saw to it that we arrived. And so he was the one responsible for our ability to even see and understand. Ephesians makes Christianity extremely personal. Now, religion is already personal, but as Paul unfolds his working in Ephesians, he wants us to understand that it is very personal, that God has taken a liking to us. Or as they used to say in some parts of the world, they've taken a shine to us. He just likes us. He just wants us. Now, we're also told that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that anyone who would believe would have eternal life. Somehow, God wants us to know that while he loves everyone, those of us who have come to him have come to him not in our own power, but in his power, to his glory. That he opened our eyes, that he brought us into the fold, that he loved us and keeps us. And so it says, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with his purpose of will, in order that we, who were the first to put hope in Christ, might be for his praise and glory. It was him that was at work. And you also, it says, were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redeemed of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. We have been brought to this place in our life. Now, maybe where you are is just discovering Christ. And if so, keep reading, keep studying, bring Christ into your life, adopt his ways as your ways. But maybe you're along the road and you've forgotten how valuable you are. Life has beat you down a bit. It's been a tough year all around the world. But maybe they're all tough years, unless things happen to be going particularly our way. That's okay. In these tough years, we are not alone. The God who purchased us has not simply put us in his pocket and forgotten us. He's taken us home. He's put us on the shelf. He knows your hurts. He knows your trials. And he loves you. And that is something that Ephesians wants us to understand. We are bought with a price, special to God. He loves us. What a beautiful thing to savor today. God loves you, and so do I. Bye-bye.